Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to thank the sponsor for our program, and that's GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong. In this week's program, we're going to learn a little bit about the Ag Day effort that is put on by the Ag Council of America. And not only is GrowMark the sponsor for this Zimcast, but also for our coverage of Ag Day activities in Washington, D.C. this year. So we're going to hear from them, but first, let's learn more about the Ag Council of America. And we'll hear that from the chairman this year for the Ag Council, and that's Colin Woodall with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Colin, I understand you are chair this year for the Ag Council of America. Let's start there, talking about the work of the mission of the Ag Council, and a little plug why people should consider becoming supporters or sponsors.
The Ag Council is in place to make sure that Ag Day, National Ag Day, is a success. We've been doing this now for 42 years. And it's a great opportunity to get out there and tell the story of agriculture, because we know if we don't tell our story, nobody else will. But in order to make all these events happen, everything that we did up on Capitol Hill today, the training of all the students, the 4-H'ers, the FFA'ers, Ag Future America, and of course this great dinner here tonight, we need support. So we encourage anybody who has not been a supporter of the Ag Council in the past or would like to come back, we are definitely looking for additional dollars to make sure that we continue to grow this program.
Well, tonight is the culmination of this year's national activities here in D.C. Talk a little bit about what we're going to be participating in tonight.
This really is the highlight of National Ag Day. We are here at USDA. We're going to have a great opportunity to hear from Undersecretary Skuse on a lot of the priorities of USDA and the department. We also have a great opportunity to look at the essay winners from the youth contest, to be able to hear the future in their own words about what they see of the challenges of agriculture and also the opportunities of agriculture. But more importantly, it's a great opportunity for some fellowship among all the policymakers in agriculture here in Washington.
Well, we have the big O here to MC again, Orion Samuelson, so we're looking forward to the banquet. When we leave Ag Day, after we've done a lot of, hopefully, whether it's out on social media today or through the efforts here in the nation's capital, what kind of message would you have for people going forward to try to continue this sort of tell our story effort over the next year?
Every day is Ag Day for us in agriculture. So we need to make sure that everybody leaves here, one, with the motivation to go out and talk more about what we're doing. You know, we have seen a lot of change in the consumer over the years. Consumers are asking more questions about where their food comes from. In the past, agriculture has almost seen that as a bit of a threat. We need to see that as an opportunity. Get out there and talk about what we do, because we know that we are the best stewards of the air, the land, the water, and the welfare of our animals, and we want to protect these natural resources. We want to produce that healthy food. We just need to make sure the consumer understands that. So we're going to encourage everybody here to continue to deliver that message, but more importantly, make sure this next generation, all the students that are here, go out and understand the importance of also telling that story and being engaged and involved.
Well, I am looking forward to all of your opening words of wisdom that you're about to bestow on us here as the chair for the Ag Council of America. You can find out more at agday.org. The Ag Council of America couldn't do the work that it does without sponsors, and the same goes for Zimcom here, and our coverage of Ag Day activities was sponsored by GrowMark, and I have Amy Bradford, who I visited with during our activities last week, to talk a little bit about their support for Ag Day and suggest some reasons why other companies might want to consider doing the same. Amy Bradford, it's great to see you here in D.C. We're about to have our end-of-the-day event here at USDA, and I know that GrowMark very much supports the whole Ag Day concept. So tell me a little bit about why, especially this particular celebration, I guess, of agriculture.
Well, yeah, you're right. We do sponsor a lot of different activities related to just general support of agriculture. But today at National Ag Day, we are also participating because as supplier to, you know, a lot of farmers, about 250,000 customers throughout the United States and in Ontario, Canada, we feel it's very important for us to visibly be here in D.C. and support agriculture on a national level.
Can you say for people that would be listening why they might want to consider coming and joining in with these activities? Because we've had today a breakfast and a nice lunch with the chair of the House Ag Committee speaking.
Well, yeah, and I think it's important for whether it's agribusiness or farmers in general to be engaged in this process. It's important to be seen here in Washington, D.C. as part of the larger group and then as individuals as well. You get an opportunity to meet some people you may not otherwise encounter on a day-to-day basis. Like today, I met some students and FFA students from South Dakota State University. It was just a real interesting interaction. They were very interested to learn about us and why we're here as GrowMark. But then it was also an opportunity for us to learn about them. And GrowMark just opened a propane terminal in Canton, South Dakota. So it was a really nice connection there, and then just a great opportunity to take a look at the future leaders of our industry.
This is, if nothing else, a very good networking opportunity for leadership in agriculture. And that's why I love seeing so many, I hate to call them kids anymore, you know, but between FFA and some of the other organizations, we've got a lot of them here. You know, this is put on by the Ag Council of America, and it's my understanding they've brought in about 100 students to visit with our elected leadership here.
Right, that's true, and that's another one of our roles here as GrowMark. We've sponsored 3 students as part of the ACA effort and working with Ag Future of America. They get some training on how to approach their legislators, what they ought to be talking to them about, and really getting them involved at an early level with that engagement process and being seen and part of the larger effort.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And thank you very much, GrowMark, for sponsoring AgWire's coverage of this year's National Ag Day activities. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.
Well, that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it. And thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.